This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden is on his first overseas trip as president with an agenda to reassert the United States on the world stage. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Biden's trip kicks off in the UK. He hopes to steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. He also believes the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the pandemic and push democracy as the only defense to rising forces of authoritarianism. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He does want to show, rallying the rest of the world's democracies, that democracies are the countries that can best deliver solutions for people everywhere.
The eight-day trip ends with President Putin, where Sullivan says Biden will make clear.
If certain kinds of harmful activities continue to occur, there will be responses.
I'm Julie Walker.
News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden tomorrow will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance.
To help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan would not confirm the plan while flying to Europe with the president. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. The announcement comes days after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, just before the close, all three major indices, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, were in negative territory. There's more news on our website, voanews.com.